In fact, look at Colossians chapter 2. Let's see here. Look at verse number 14. By the way, this is a good, these are some good verses if anybody ever comes to you and say, hey, you need to be keeping the Sabbath. Why aren't you keeping the Sabbath? I want to keep the Sabbath. Why aren't you keeping the Sabbath? Well, this is why I don't keep the Sabbath right here. In Colossians 2 verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So when the Bible says in verse 15, he made a show of them openly, I used to believe that what that's referring to is that, you know, he made a show of the principalities and powers, right? But that's not what it's saying there. What is it saying when he says he made a show of them openly? Them is referring to what we see in verse 14 where it says the handwriting of ordinances. You see, when Christ was nailed to the cross, he made a show of the ordinances openly. Look what it goes on to say, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is the culmination of these ordinances. So when he was nailed to the cross, he made a show of those ordinances. Why? Because his blood is drink indeed, and his flesh is meat indeed. Amen. He's the fulfillment of the meats, drinks, of the holy days, of all these things. He is the fulfillment of those shadows. Therefore, when someone said, hey, you need to make sure you keep the Sabbath. Well, it says right there, not to judge me, and meat, drink, in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ, the Bible says. Jesus Christ has already showed that on the cross.